3,
2,
1,
3,
0,
1,
2,
0,
0.
Oh my god,
a weird one.
Quite a weird one.
Yeah, welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
What's going on? That's the job.
Got my racing gloves on.
We're racing tonight.
Bring your helmet.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with
R.T. The Funky Man Madness himself.
And the Ripper.
Well, what the heck are we going to be doing this week, guys?
Hey, we're going to be doing our news, views, and the real-time reviews of
Redline Racer Demo,
Need for Speed 3 Demo,
and Monster Truck Madness 2 Demo.
Oh, what's the demos?
Demo, 3 demo.
It's race day at Ground Zero.
Monster madness, madness, madness.
Sunday.
Race fans, hot rodders.
So, stay tuned
for the next edition of
Ground
Zero. I'll have another double edition of Ground Zero.
I seem to have lost my pants.
Well, let's see, man. What should we do about that?
See, man.
I'll have a triple.
You'll need one when we get through with you.
Seagrams?
To the funky president.
I did not tell a lie to you. Believe me now.
I'm telling you, it's true.
I just gave it to it. I gave it the office.
Behind the scenes. The Ripper was there. He'll tell you what happened.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Microsoft's Monster Truck Madness.
Madness!
Two!
Yeehaw!
All right. Ripper can relate.
Race day!
The truck races. It's very
right,
cool.
So RT Madness is flying down the dirt road.
It's kind of like driving a dune buggy or something.
To me, it sort of looks like you're driving a boat.
It's got that real-wheel drive, RT.
Whoa! Smashing into him.
Well, the graphics
are
pretty basic. I mean,
you can't say they're basic, but they are not spectacular.
Whoa,
I mean, you know,
in my way here, Dr. John.
I would say the graphics for, you know, 3D graphics today are only adequate. They're certainly not superb.
There's lightning in the background.
That's kind of neat. And the blimp
hit the window.
It's just not. I mean, it's not like it's a new game or anything like that.
No,
but
no,
it's
nothing revolutionary.
It's
easy,
not
Dr. John. He ran into a signpost,
but you know what,
and it didn't go down.
What you can do about this game, Dr. John, is a lot of off-road stuff.
Well, that's true.
Like.
You don't have to stay on the track. I don't know what that does to your points,
fences.
But yeah, the fences.
You can take a lot of shortcuts. Here,
you can mow down
instance,
some cows.
John, see Farmer
let's
Brown.
Go see Farmer John and mow a cow down.
There, he slides across the ground like a stick figure.
Right,
oh, you knocked that one over.
Back to see, and I'm still, you know, in time to take a good position at the race.
That's because those computer drivers are lame.
And look, and there's a train.
Just like the game.
If you can find the right path, you can follow the train, get in front of it.
Yeah, but then a helicopter comes and picks you up and takes
Dr.
you off the
John,
track.
No, Dr. John, I'm serious. I almost made a jump where I landed on top of the train. It was an incredible move. Only on James Bond.
No!
But the off-track
Oh, I think you're upside down there, RT.
No, you're upside down, Dr. John.
That's what it is.
Upside down. RT
is right all relative.
Going where?
All right. Well, we're back to the cows again.
Oh,
they didn't.
Oh,
they don't get back
cow
up.
Now.
Look
they
out.
Don't get back
but
up.
They keep sliding
look
when
out.
You hit them.
Good spots. Legs are man.
Yeah, I think rigor mortis is already set in there.
As soon as you hit them, Dr. John.
Well, I have to be brutally honest. I can't. I'll give this
baby a.
There's a telephone pole.
Whoa! Call Petco! Joe.
Oh, here they come. Oh, I was going the wrong way. Whoa.
Oh, well.
Heads up.
I'll give this baby a 3 out of 5 smiley faces. I like the body roll. I like rolling over things. But unfortunately, most things just get mowed down and slide across the ground. You don't get to crunch them and roll over them too much.
There's no real wrecks.
The wrecks are pretty easy.
Is a 2, Dr.
John. All right.
But look, there's the cow.
The cow slowed you down.
It's ovinicide, I think, there, guys.
Crash into the barn. Nothing.
It's just unrealistic.
It's okay. I mean,
Am I spoiled with that one?
Well, guys, thanks. Right. Thanks for this real-time review of Monster Truck Madness 2.
No, hold on, Dr. John. Watch. I'm going to try to beat the train.
Beat the train.
Beat it.
That's fun.
We're going to beat it now, guys.
James Bond, you're not.
All right, Ripper. Well, you know, there's nobody hipper than the Ripper.
This is CNN.
In just minutes, President Clinton is to address the nation about his testimony before Kenstar's grand jury today. On this historic evening, we're back for a second hour of Larry King Live.
Mr. President, you're on in 30 seconds.
Oh, golly, Teddy. What am I going to say to them?
Well, Mr. President, I think you should tell the truth. Tell them the truth, the whole truth. Oh. Nothing but the truth. Oh. That you've got a sweet tooth.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
Mr. President, you're on.
Oh. Fellow Americans, in a deposition in January, I was asked questions about my relationship with that cookie. While my answers were legally accurate, I did not volunteer information.
Take the fifth.
Indeed, I did eat the cream from that cookie in a way that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong.
No, you just got caught.
That constituted a critical lapse in my diet for which I am solely and completely responsible.
And it shows.
But at no time did I ask anyone to lie about anything. But I may have asked them to swallow a bit more than they wanted to.
Well, I suppose that's all right, as long as they didn't bite off more than they could chew.
Oh, so...
Gesundheit.
This is a... issue now between those I love,
between
my God, and the cookie company. Thank you very much.
This is CNN.
2, 1.
Welcome to our real-time review of Red Line Racer by Criterion Studios and Ubisoft.
All right.
Ripper's here.
Take the training wheels off, fellas.
The Ripper's
on the dirt.
In the war room, all right.
All right. He's flying down the road. He's passing the rest of the pack. He's doing pretty
good. Oh, look at that crash.
Spectacular wipeout.
Is that a speed limit sign?
Well, what do you guys think? Pretty smooth road.
The very smooth. Frame rates are extremely
smooth. Fun to drive.
The graphics are okay. They're not super...
Well, the trees, the background, and stuff like that actually is pretty lame. I was actually disappointed.
Yes,
they look like cardboard cutout stuff.
The trees and hedges and walls look like cardboard cutouts, and I wish they wouldn't keep doing that. They got to stop doing that.
You're supposed to be going by them at 120 miles an hour.
The sky looks good.
You're not supposed to stop special. And smell the daisies.
But road looks good. The
bikes and drivers look good.
Signs are okay.
Good move.
But, you know, I mean...
move.
As long as it compensates by having the gameplay. I mean, you're really able to get comfortable.
That was a wicked wipeout. My front wheel actually turned sideways.
I was able to get a lot more comfortable with the joystick. Being able to go through the S-turns a lot more smoother. It just seems to lend itself to nicer gameplay.
Well, exactly.
More,
I felt like I had...
Arcade, where do you put the quarter in?
I felt like I had a lot more control over the movement of the bike on the road than a lot of racing games. So in that sense, it's very arcade-like, but also very satisfying because you really have control as you move through a dense pack of drivers.
And you're in the game more, and it lends itself to more excitement.
Excitement, excitement. All
right, no. The Tripper with another great wipeout.
Over the fence and into a tree.
To grandmother's house we go.
So I'll give this guy a, just about a 4 out of 5.
3.9 smiley faces.
Yeah, 3.8.
All right.
Because I am spoiled.
We are getting spoiled. Yeah.
Come on, Rip. I thought you were a biker type, man.
Ah, man.
Come on, man. You're
it's
a biker.
Been years.
No, he's a monster truck.
The brothers.
He's a Chevy, man.
Thanks for joining us.
Monster trucker.
And our weird time review of Redline Razor.
Redline
Razor.
By Ubisoft.
Sunday.
Ubisoft
got me hard.
Happy days.
Going down the boulevard.
Getting his way.
Will that be a chili pepper?
We are here. Kick ass gear. Real time review.
Woo!
All for you!
Order. Order in this here Senate subcommittee here in the. Well, looks like the excitement's all dying down here. So tell me, Senator Tomato, is your analysis of the situation? What kind of damage have we done to the enemy?
Senator, we've done done extreme damage to the enemy, our insidious enemy. We have thwarted our foe, and we will continue to do so. But it looks like this whitey thing didn't work out too good, so we're gonna go with the Buddhist temple thing now, and we're gonna see what we can do with that, and we're gonna push on, and we're gonna get indictments here, cause that's what I say is we need more indictments.
I object.
Senator Martini, you sit down there. I want to thank you, Senator Tomato, for your keen analysis of the situation. We're going to close this here meeting until next time.
I object.
We are speaking to you from the war room.
In the war room.
The real-time review of Need for Speed 3 demo.
I'm going to play.
It sounds like it's Jerry Seinfeld.
It's the madness in a Lamborghini.
3, 2, 1.
And here
but
he
seriously,
goes.
Seriously, folks.
Welcome to our real-time review of Need for Speed 3 demo.
Featuring RT Madness in the Lamborghini.
Racing against the evil red Lamborghini. Look out for those cop cars, RT.
That's right. You have these cop cars. You have to slow down. They'll still pull you over. You have to slow down and let the other guy try to get a ticket.
Drive by him.
But what about the graphics, Dr. John?
The first thing you notice about this game are the absolutely phenomenal graphics. They are better than Formula One Racing Sim, F1 Racing Sim.
You just got by me. I let the cop go by me. I slowed down.
That's right. And the side of the tracks on these racing games is usually pretty two-dimensional, looks like poster board kind of stuff. This is really three-dimensional.
A hairpin turn.
Very impressive. The lighting is excellent.
Another hairpin.
Cars have reflective surfaces.
A double hairpin.
The roads are lit with dappled light coming through the trees as the sunlight comes through the trees and hits the road. Oh, somebody's in big trouble.
I'm running from the law again. Help me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Get the life vest.
Where's my license?
Oh, here he comes. Goodbye.
Good maneuver there, RT.
Dr. John around the turn. As you can hear in the background, they're in pursuit of my Lamborghini.
There's quite a bit of police chatter on the radio there.
They actually will lay down road spikes, pop your tires. Oh, they got the other one.
Nasty.
Whoa!
Amazing.
No, not today.
He's headed through the tunnel. The tunnel is awesome looking. The lighting is great. Frame rates are incredibly high.
Well, don't forget to tell them what type of computer we're playing this on, Dr. John. Definitely a kick-ass beer computer with a 21-inch monitor.
That's only a 19-inch monitor.
Well, 19-inch viewing.
Seems
it's huge. It is huge. Like the deficit. Since the Republicans took over.
Whoa! He's almost got you there, RT. But
check out
other
this
than awesome graphics, woo, fantastic frame rates on a good computer with
what
a
think, Ripper?
2 card.
Oh,
and
definitely improved over Need for Speed 2.
A lot more action. I mean, a lot more things going on.
I love the cops. That element
cops are great.
Really,
tracks
really
are very long. Long,
well,
long run on a single.
You used to run in front of the cops, Ripper.
Like,
I
this,
caught the law.
This track that you've got here, you go uphill for about, it seems like 3 or 4 miles, then you get to the summit and you go downhill for like another 4 miles, do twisty, turny.
For a demo, right, this is amazing. No, not on your life, piggy!
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. They can't catch RT as he starts to flee. Yeah.
He is fleeing. Do, 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 do.
I'm done here. Now.
I want to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more news, views, and real-time reviews. Special thanks this time to CNN for leaks from the White House. Thanks everybody for listening. Tune in again next time. I'm Dr. John. Be cool.
Haven't we got anything worthwhile looking at here, gentlemen?
I object.
I did not unscrew that cookie.
Oh, brother.
President, what do you do with your dental floss when you're done with it?